This is Ted Kennedy. The Bush administration is missing an opportunity to reduce nuclear weapons at sea. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the historic changes taking place in the world are creating new opportunities in U.S.-Soviet relations, especially arms control. Both sides are moving ahead on past proposals, but new opportunities are being missed. Recently, the administration withdrew its long-standing plan for a new generation of nuclear weapons in Europe, but the White House waited so long that its position became untenable. Once the Berlin Wall opened, our allies were totally against the old plan. The administration finally surrendered to reality and admitted it makes no sense to build missiles for Western Europe to fire against Eastern Europe. But our allies aren't pushing us into sensible position in other areas. The Russians are willing, but the administration continues to stonewall the real possibility of reducing nuclear weapons at sea. How loudly does opportunity have to knock, Al, before the White House gets the message?
Ted, you shouldn't be walking around with what you think is a bargaining chip on your shoulder. I'm all for sitting down and hammering out an arms control agreement. Who isn't? Let's not lose sight of the honest truth. Under Gorbachev, the Soviets have built up more nuclear weapons than under any other Kremlin leader. Our fine CIA director, Webster, testified not only do the Soviets continue to produce a very diverse line of nuclear missiles, they continue to design and build powerful new ones. So tell me, Ted, if Gorbachev is so darn interested in arms reduction, why does he ratchet up arms production? He has over 13,000 warheads now at his disposal. Why on earth would he want to keep cranking them out? And what does it really say about a man to speak peace when in reality he works toward a much different goal? Ted, I hope to hear that Gorbachev is for real, but I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.